C# and .NET web developers. Over 372,000 of them have watched the last version of this video in the last year, which is 1,000 a day. Absolutely crazy. So we're going to do an updated version by popular demand for 2025. We're going to go over what to learn first, what not to learn, and give you some job hunting advice. Let's go. This should come as no surprise, but C# is still king. You need to learn C# first before you get a job as a .NET developer. Build a console app. Hello world. Don't bother learning Visual Basic .NET or F#. It's a total waste of time. And last time I said this, the F# guys got really, really angry at me. So I'm going to say it again. Don't bother learning F# if you want to get a job. There are probably five companies on planet Earth that will hire you for your F# skills. However, C# is not it these days. TypeScript. You need to know TypeScript as well. You have to have TypeScript experience or you're not a web developer. Sadly, that's just the fact of life. And Microsoft now probably use as much TypeScript as they do C#. That's it. On your way to doing C# and TypeScript, though, you've still got to learn ASP.NET MVC. It's still the building block to everything. Don't bother learning Razor Pages. Nobody cares. Blazor, as I'll explain later, total dead end. After doing MVC, try some minimal APIs, but please learn MVC first. And the reason is you still need to learn these concepts, which MVC rams home like being hit in the head. Routing, view models, MVVM, and web API and API controllers. Please don't skip this. I'm begging you, or you're not really a .NET web developer. But to be a web developer, of course, you need to learn these guys. And I've changed this from JavaScript to TypeScript this year because TypeScript, just skip learning JavaScript and go straight to TypeScript because that's what everybody is doing. And you'll be stuck. Again, nobody is in the real enterprise .NET world doing raw JavaScript anymore. So do the TypeScript. Don't let clever abstractions do this. Just learn the basics. If you want to do an SPA, React or Angular is what I'm saying you should pick up. Angular is new to the presentation this year. I'm seeing it a lot more than I did last year. Foundational concepts then haven't really changed that much from last year. We still have dependency injection, solid code, testable code. But I'm adding this year REST APIs. If you can't do a REST API and you can't name the HTTP verbs, you are not a web developer. That's it, full stop on that one. Books are still important, of course. Please read. It's not hard. If you can't read, you can't do programming. Read this one as well, still. Clean code and dependency injection and .NET. But this year, I'm updating my recommendations, all right? Instead of clean code, read Clean Architecture, also by Robert C. Martin. And dependency injection .NET is an absolute classic. But now, there's an even better version. You can read Dependency Injection Principles, Paths, Practices, and Patterns. Mark Seaman got a friend, Stephen Van Duersen. It's a great book. Links will be in the description for you to go and purchase and read those books. For databases, I am adding this year Postgres, okay? Postgres is good enough because actually Microsoft use it and put it in all their tutorials. So obviously they don't particularly care about forcing the world to use SQL Server. It is acceptable now to also have experience in Postgres. You're not going to be written off if you haven't got experience in SQL Server. You might get written off, however, if you cannot use Entity Framework Code First ORMs. You need to be able to do this. And you need to do SQL concepts now. So if you can't write an SQL statement, you might get in trouble. You need to be able to write a select query. It's not hard. Just study it. But where might you work? And again, this is still the same from last year. Big companies, small companies that are quite old, and there are no startups. Now, last year, I put a call to action, put a startup using .NET in the comments. Over 1,000 comments on the video. I had 2 startups using .NET, so I've just proved my point, all right? And when you are job hunting, check the job descriptions. This is still seriously important, okay? .NET framework sucks today. You don't want a job doing this. Anything up to 4.8.1 or 2 sucks. Okay, full stop. They then made something amazing called .NET Core. This was beautiful. It saved .NET. Absolutely amazing, cross-platform, cloud-ready. Whew, none of the nonsense. And they kept that naming up to 3.1. But then they did a cheeky bait and switch, switcheroo, and retconned the entire .NET Core into .NET, deliberately causing confusion. Now, what you'll find is a recruiter will say, do you have .NET 5 experience? And then send you into a .NET framework job. And they'll say, oh, .NET is 4.8.2. That's only 0.02 away from 5. What's the problem? It's completely different. This is entirely deliberate. Be careful. Check those version numbers. Those job description red flags continue to be seen out there. WSDL, SOAP, WCF, web forms, and MSMQ run for the hills. However, I'm adding one more this year, and that is stored procedures. If you see stored procedures in a job description, run for the hills. I'm putting my foot down on it this year. Stored procedures are not normal, okay? And it's actually a sign that your job will suck, and it will take you probably 3 months to build a feature as you beg the DBAs to deploy your latest stored procedures. You won't learn anything in jobs like that, all right? Just avoid them like the plague, and let us old fuddy-duddies deal with them. Now, this is going to get me in trouble, okay? Don't learn this stuff in 2025. Blazor, all right? I think it's a dead end, and I'll explain shortly why. .NET Maori as well is a bit of a dead end. This is why, okay? Both of these technologies were invented before AI, LLMs, and GitHub Copilot, etc. And they were designed for people that didn't have the time to learn how to do it the way the rest of the industry does, single page apps or mobile apps. Now, you can just use an AI LLM to help build you one. So you need to know the concepts. There's no point in relying on these technologies anymore. They are sadly, whilst amazingly clever and built by absolute geniuses like GigaBrains, okay? The inventor of Blazor is a genius, right? And it's an amazing technology. It's not appropriate today. You don't need it. Just do a React SPA and use GitHub Copilot to help you. That's the point. And I hate to say that. It's painful, but I think it's true. And last but not least, of course, is Aspire yet, okay? They are working on Aspire. They are using Aspire themselves for Xbox stuff, which is cool. But I don't think there's any point in getting used to this until it's all solid and built, and that will likely be next year. Which, in summary, the table stakes, to call yourself a .NET full stack developer, okay? If you can't do this, you're not a .NET full stack developer, all right? A React or Angular single page app, highly likely in TypeScript. You just need to be able to do it. Not Next.js or something like that, a nice React app, all right? Do MVC API controllers for the back end and have a SQL Server or Postgres database. If you can connect with these three things together in a nice full stack kind of way and build an app, you can call yourself a full stack developer, in my eyes anyway. And on your learning journey, then your first goal still is going to be to build an app, but this time I'm calling it out and saying it must be an SPA. These are the rules. Find something that interests you. Stick it on Azure because that's the easiest thing to do, and you might learn something. Yeah. And only learn Docker once you have your app running on Azure App Service. If you found that helpful, please leave a like. If you found that awful, please click the like button 3 times, which is a secret code for the YouTube algorithm to let you know that you didn't like the video. You can also consider subscribing for more C# and .NET content like this. Thanks for watching.